Well, again, we welcome you for this Friday, last broadcast of the week, Friday broadcast here on the Voice of St. Anthony Parish. And we hope this is your first time tuning in, you know, tuning the dial. What is this? Well, we hope if it's your first time tuning in, just want to welcome you and hope that our words today touch your heart. And our words, of course, come also from Casuera Paulista on Fridays. We'll talk about more about that in a second. And if you're returning to our program, as many of you are, and you know that on Fridays you listen to Father Adriano Zandana, then welcome back. And you know, if you're returning because you've enjoyed the previous programs and you're a regular listener, we also encourage you to share this link with others, maybe discuss it around the water cooler or however you discuss it at dinner table. Did you know what they were talking about? Give that a try. And we can reach a larger audience that way. And in this case, what we have is this message of the Word of God, of the teachings of the Church, and we can bring that and we can give that to you freely so that you can bring it to others. So consider that, if you will, and we are happy to bring this to you. We are the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, and my name is Father Robert J. Carr, and I am the administrator there. And on Fridays, I am always happy to invite you to listen to the words of Father Adriano Zandana, who is presently studying world communications, and he's doing it long distance learning, but we'll listen to this previous program about the fourth commandment.
Hello, Father Bob. Hello, everyone of you. Father Adriano Zandana back with you all again. God bless you all. I'm very excited today because we will continue our conversation about the fourth commandment. Last Friday, I just started a reflection about this very important commandment from God, that is, honor your father and your mother. And today, we will dive in this reflection. We saw how important family relationships are in our lives of faith. These teachings about family are found across the Bible, telling us of the responsibilities of parents and sons and daughters. Our parents give us life, and they feed us, and they teach us about the world. Tobias in the Bible reinforces this, telling us that parents must teach their children the difference between right and wrong so that they will be morally responsible adults. Parents shouldn't approve or permit misdeeds from their children. Parents can't be flippant and say that they don't owe anything to their kids. It is their instruction that makes their children into the adults that they will be. But the text of the fourth commandment is a teaching to us as the children of our parents. We must honor them if we want to have a long, fulfilling life. The book of Sirach in the Old Testament gives us some specific advice. We need to honor our parents through our words, our work, and our patience. Through this, we bring respect to them, and we bring respect to ourselves as well. So, what is Ben Sira telling us to do in his book? We need to speak to our parents respectfully, but we must also speak about them in good terms. Everybody has those frustrating moments when dealing with our moms and dads. Here we are instructed not to complain about them or make other people believe that they are villains in our life story. He's not telling us to honor evil, but most of the time we complain about our folks for such common and unimportant things. So we need to speak to our parents with love and speak about them with love as well. How can you honor your parents with your work? When we are able to strike out on our own, we need to live good lives. We need to make our parents proud of our accomplishments. We shouldn't do things that will bring embarrassment or humiliation to our parents. We have talked about this before. In our talk about great virtues, we must live a good life in God. Further, as your parents gave you life and nourishment, you can't forget about them and abandon them in their old age. And just like a teenager tries his parents' patience, sometimes our parents can be very difficult to deal with. It is our duty to them to offer them love and patience. Even if we felt like that wasn't what was happening when we lived in their house. Our parents are people too. They were just people trying to do their best in the situation they found themselves in. We have a great duty to forgive those perceived injustices from your youths and help them when they need it. While you shouldn't really obey the commandment because of what you'll get out of it, there are a lot of benefits from keeping the fourth commandment. If we make our parents proud and have a good relationship with them, our lives are more fulfilled. It is a promise from the Bible. We don't want to have unresolved issues that we can never resolve after all. The commandment specifically tells us that the reward for honoring your parents is a long life in the land God gave you. St. Augustine explains that we should understand this a deeper, more meaningful, more joyful life. It is the old idea of quality of life. Everyone wants a life well lived, right? And if you've heard me talk about the need of inner healing, you know that we suffer a lot wounds when we are able to, so that our emotional burdens will be lighter. Maybe the best reward for honoring your parents is that your own children will learn to be grateful and will honor you in your in turn. Children follow the lead their parents show them. When we show how important it is to respect our parents and have good relationships with them, we are inviting our children to have good relationships with us. Well, an analysis of the fourth commandment wouldn't be complete if we ignored the way the words father and mother can be used. We don't call people father and mother simply because of genetic material. We can use these words to refer to people of respect that we see in our world. In Catholicism, we call the servants of the church father and mother. We refer to the people who forged the church, the saints and the apostles, as the fathers and mothers of the church. And when people help, guide and nurture us, we say that they are like fathers and mothers to us. In addition, the literal interpretation of our flesh and blood, we need to understand the intention of the commandment to include all of those who have the role of father and mother in our lives and in the life of others. Well, doesn't it seem like each commandment gives us a lot of wisdom and guidance when we take a moment to understand it? So that is it for today. That is it for the fourth commandment. And next week, we'll be back to continue with this awesome discussion. God bless you all. Amazing Father, please give us the gift of patience with the elderly, especially with our father and mother. Please, Lord, help us to honor our father and our mother. Help us to be good children to them. We want to act with love, with honoring them, with patience. Please, Lord, give us a heart like yours. Change our mindset. Heal our wounds from the past when dealing with our parents. If we didn't feel loved by them, fill us right now with your love, God, and make us able to love them, to respect and honor our parents, Father. Our amazing and almighty Father, help us. Send upon us your grace, your Holy Spirit, please. Make us able to live, to put it into practice in our daily lives, this fourth commandment. May Almighty God bless you all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Father Adriano. And of course, that's Father Adriano Zandana coming to us from Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil. We're actually listening to a replay of his programs because for the past several months, he's been studying world global communications at the University of Eastern New Mexico. And he's been doing it long distance because he's in Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil, and he's doing it there studying world global communications. If you do or do not know, Cansanova, of which we are both affiliated, is actually a communications ministry to roughly the same size as the programs you see on EWTN. So it's roughly the same size as EWTN, although it's a whole different focus because, first of all, it's coming from Brazil, which means it's coming out of the Brazilian mindset of the world. And secondly, it is, in fact, in Portuguese. We have the advantage of having Father Adriano Zandana speak to us in English, which is wonderful, and he's been really great, and everyone enjoys that. So they say he's a real strong, charismatic speaker, which in fact he is, and he does it really well. Well, this concludes the program for this week, and if what you heard today touched your heart, we encourage you to share today's podcast with friends and family so they can be enlightened as well. Let them know that we are here. Our goal is to reach new listeners daily, and together we can make that happen. Thank you again for tuning in, and we look forward to you coming to our next podcast, which, as you know, is on the radio. It's on WROL at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday through Friday. It's also on, we have a separate program, WEZE, at 3 o'clock in the morning and also midnight on WEZE at 5:90 a.m., and that program is called St. Anthony Overnight. This program is called The Voice of St. Anthony, and together we do the outreach ministry of St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, which, by the way, if you're looking for a place to go to church this weekend, you have a standing invitation to come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. And we're trying to, like, rebuild the parish, so we'd like you, if you'd like to come and say, boy, let me be a part of rebuilding that parish, we'd really appreciate that. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed weekend, and we will see you next week.